Hi, welcome everyone to the very first episode of the Young Immunologist podcast. The Young Immunologists belong to the DGFI, which is the German Association for Immunology, or in German, Deutsche Gesellschaft für Immunologie. In our very first podcast, we will get to know the board members of the Young Immunologists, who they are, what they do, how the idea of podcast came, and what we aim for. So let's jump into it. Hi everyone, how are you doing?
Hello.
Right.
Hey, fine.
So maybe we could make like a short round. Laila, who are you? What do you do? Where are you from?
I come from Norway. However, I always studied abroad. And right now I'm located in Basel in Switzerland. And I study neuroimmunology here. And I joined the board as the others more or less 2 years ago.
Nice. Lucas?
Hello, my name is Lucas. I'm Brazilian. I'm in Bonn since 2017, and currently I am a postdoc in the Highland Study as a part of the German Center for Neurodegenerative Diseases.
Okay, welcome. Lorenz?
Hey everyone, my name is Lorenz. I studied medicine at Technical University in Munich. I'm also born in Erlangen, so I'm German. And I'm currently working as a physician scientist, specializing in medical microbiology, virology, and infectious disease epidemiology. And in parallel to that, I'm a postdoc working on T cells.
Great. And Tal?
Hello. I'm Tal. I'm originally from Israel. I'm a postdoc at the Limes Institute and at the BZN Institute in the Systems Medicine Department. I'm studying the female immune system in a study called Immunity, in which we basically use systems immunology to investigate closer the female immune system.
Great. So who likes playing games? I have a little game for you. Yes. So the game would be just to get know you a little bit better, is I have never ever. And I prepared 5 questions. So the first question is, I have never ever worked as a researcher in my home country. So I have never ever worked in Hungary as a researcher. So I close one of my finger.
Well, I was a student and I wasn't really employed.
Me too, me
scholarship.
Too. Like what one more thing. It's like half a finger.
Nice.
No, I was like a PhD student, but it's different than Germany. So I was not employed as a researcher.
Doing for fun.
Scholarship.
Yeah.
For scholarship. I know. I will leave
okay,
my finger.
Nice.
I was working hard.
Lucas, how about you?
Yeah, I mean, I consider that I also act as a researcher in Brazil, although the working conditions over there are not really labor attractive, let's put it like that. But yes, I definitely work as a researcher in Brazil.
Next question. I have never ever been a parent during my research. So I'm not a parent. I have no kids. So I just keep my finger open. And Lorenz also has his fingers open. Do you have children?
Yes, I have a daughter, yes. And I have also worked in my home country.
So how old is your daughter?
1.5 years.
Wow. And how does that feel becoming a dad as being a researcher?
It's great, for sure. I mean, that's for me one of the big challenges of life. So, or one of the big goals in life.
Nice. I have never ever had a fight in the lab when a bottle of buffer got empty.
Oh, yeah. Keep those fingers up, everybody.
Who wants to talk about it?
Not a fight, no.
Not a fight, just
a fight, definitely fight.
It's a fight.
Yeah, it's a comment, definitely. Like
it's more of a comment than a fight.
We even made a schedule for that, in which day who is responsible for which buffer, and we took it very serious. Okay, I have never ever dreamed about becoming a professor.
You mean like a good or bad dream?
And my last question, I have never ever met in person with my favorite immunologist.
That is a good question. It's tricky to answer. I mean, it depends because I switched topics a few times and there are many inspiring people out there. So I would say my no, because at least if I met that person, I didn't realize it was the person.
So. So you are all Young Immunologist board members. How to become a Young Immunologist board member? How does that work?
There are basically two different options to become a board member. And that depends on whether you're already a member of the German Society for Immunology, the DGFI, or not. So the first option, if you are already a member, it's very simple. All you need to do is just log into your personal account online and follow the link that says Join Working Group. And there you can select the Young Immunologists as a working group and directly become a member. The second option is based on first becoming a DGFI member and then joining the YI. And the procedure is here to fill out a registration form on the DGFI homepage and then ask two current members of the DGFI to send a short email endorsing your registration to mail@dgfi.org, all in small letters. If you don't know any current DGFI members, you can also approach us as the YI board, and we are very happy to put you in touch with someone who would be willing to contact you and to help you with that registration process. And these instructions are relatively easy to find on the DGFI homepage. And it should also be said that many of our activities are not restricted to YI members, but also are advertised and are accessible to the broad public. But there are, of course, many benefits to becoming.
Okay, and we will also put every information in the show notes. But the other question is, why to become a Young Immunologist member? What do you offer?
I think one of the major advantages of becoming a Young Immunologist member is the networking. Because our branches are spread all across Europe, because we have very good connections with other young immunologist associations across Europe and even outside of Europe. And we promote a lot of scientific exchange within Germany and also within Europe with these other young immunologist associations. Also, through our newsletter, we provide very nice and updated information about many events and opportunities, not only in Germany, but across the entire continent. And we also have exclusive early access to job offers, travel awards, very nice prizes for our talented scientists, and also reduced fees for affiliated events. No, again, not only in Germany, but across Europe, and also all our monthly seminars in which we bring the best heads in the market. So the very nice group of scientists to come and to speak about their projects, inspire the new generation of young immunologists. So there are many reasons to join us.
Great. So we can learn, get inspired, and get also some nice travel grants and awards. Sounds great. And now we are sitting here and recording our very first episode zero, which is really a new field for all of us. How did the idea of a podcast come?
Well, I have to say that it was basically very initial idea that we had when we met as a board. It kind of came out as part of the brainstorming of how we can reach more people and how we can deliver better information and inform our young immunologists about different opportunities, career path, etc., that we will emphasize later what is the purpose of this podcast. But it was basically just by talking to each other and knowing many other podcasts and how it helped us, then this idea came to be.
Where can we find and follow your work, your activity as a Young Immunologist board members?
I mean, you can follow us on LinkedIn too.
We have our newsletter.
Exactly. And our homepage.
We have our Slack workspace.
We are also represented at the annual DGFI conference. You can directly talk to us. We hold our annual assembly there. Which is, of course, important for direct in-person interactions. Again, and also we have an online seminar series where you can also talk to us afterwards and engage in networking.
Okay. And what do we want to achieve with our podcast? What is our aim?
Well, I think, as Tal already mentioned, as a young immunologist, there are a lot of topics that we want to cover and that we want our members to get to know. Not only immunology topics and specialists, but really to understand what are the challenges, what are the interesting parts of being young researcher. I guess we all agree that a podcast is a nice format because you can really, you know, reach out to more people. And if you're busy in the lab the whole day and maybe not doing the most difficult pipetting, you could still listen to our podcast, for example. So it gives us more flexibility and an opportunity to cover more topics.
Yeah, that's a good point with listening podcasts. That also, that's the way how it came to me, that we have sometimes very like tasks that we need to do, but it doesn't require so much focus.
Splitting cells. Yes.
It's just great. So who belongs to our target group?
I believe that if you're interested in immunology and you are at least registered in the university, you can join us regardless of your degree. If you're a bachelor's student, if you're a master's student, PhD student, a postdoc, or even a group leader, you can join us because we promote activities that are interested for all degrees or all ranges of degrees. So it doesn't matter who you are, as long as you are interested in immunology, you should definitely join us. Historically, like most of our members are PhD students looking for career options after their degree conclusion, but we also have a fair share of postdocs and masters or bachelor students. And also some young PIs, they are registered as young immunologists, and they also join for our activities in person during the conferences and also in our online seminars.
Nice. So in general, everyone who is interested in immunology or the life of a young researcher, because we are not planning to do hardcore immunology, we want to talk about the context. How is it being a scientist and what kind of challenges and nice things we have? Great. So where can the audience find us? What is the plan? Which platforms do we want to be present?
Spotify, for sure.
Yay.
Probably YouTube.
Where do you listen to your podcast?
Google Podcast is also an option. And to be honest, I'm willing to split any kind of interesting parts in other non-podcast social media, like, I don't know, Instagram Reels. So we attract more people interested in immunology through other sources. So I think that we can try to expand our network through all social media, which is a nice way to go.
And what kind of topics do we want to cover? What do we want to talk about in our podcast episodes?
I could mention things like tips and tricks for a PhD student or power abuse in science. We might touch upon animal research. We might have interviews with people that did a startup in terms of immunology. So that is at least some of the ideas that we have. And I think more will definitely follow. And it also depends on the feedback that we're getting. So if people are interested in having a second episode of one specific topic, for example, we are also open to do that.
Yeah, I think it's really important to have it interactive and also listen to the audience what they want to hear about. So just let us know what you are interested in.
And also think that if interested, like very interesting topics, they rise up in the common news, we can make a special edition about it. I'm not hoping for another pandemic, please no. But if a very nice discovery is made in between two episodes, maybe we can just shortly get together to talk about it and discuss how these findings can influence our life as immunologists and all around the world.
Sure. And indeed, we are, I think, desperately searching for people, for immunologists or researchers who have something to say, who are special people, who wants to share something with the community. So you can always just message us to the board members or in the show notes and as a comment to if you want to be in our podcast episode.
I would also like to add that over the last 2 years, our membership numbers of the young immunologists community have risen by 50% almost. And it would be nice to keep that sort of slope in increasing membership numbers going. Maybe the podcast can help us do that, to grow our community. So our voices are also heard by more people.
Okay. So how many members are at the moment at the Young Immunologists?
At the moment, it's roughly over 500 members.
So we will also have an election, right, soon for the new board members. And for that, we could also wish many young immunologists who wants to engage for science, right?
Absolutely.
So how could our viewers and listeners support us? What do you think?
So I think, first of all, the thumb up is always great, but what really helps us is a comment, because we can really get a feeling, you know, that people are listening, and if they agree on the topics that we're, you know, covering, or if there is a special wish, like leaving a comment, we would be really happy. But apart from that, just spreading the word. I think we want to be an association where, you know, it's not difficult to reach out to people. It's not difficult to connect. It should all be like an easy thing to do. Yeah, I would say spread the word and like our comments, and especially, yeah, write something back, because that's what we're interested in.
Yeah, very good. Being interactive and have some feedbacks, how to do it even better.
Yeah, I think that we all join many meetings during the week. So if you could mention the podcast or the Young Immunologist Initiative during these lab meetings or journal clubs, it would be really positive, because it's a topic that is often related to what we do. So it's a immunology journal club or a laboratory meeting in immunology, and spreading the word, especially with students, right? Young immunologists or early career scientists in immunology would be a good way to start.
Yeah, so well said. And that's where all my questions for you. Do you still have anything in your mind that you want to share in our very first episode?
Stay tuned. No, we really do have some nice topics coming up. So I think people are going to like this. And I think at least all of us are really excited about finally starting this, especially also with the help of Nora. We are able to do this now. So I think it will be a win-win situation for all our members, but also for us. So yeah, stay tuned.
Thank you. And indeed, we are not complete. So we also have other Young Immunologist board members. But, they will also join us later on. And with it, dear Immuno people, thank you very much for this amazing recording and all your answers. That was our very first episode zero. Please let us know how you liked it. Make comments, read our show notes. There we also put everything that you can reach us. And stay tuned, as Laila mentioned, so I'm already preparing episode one, where I'm talking to young immunologist who made a startup in bioinformatics, and it's a really interesting path how to become independent as a startupper, as an immunologist bioinformatician. So thank you very much, and keep in touch. Bye.
Bye.